So it's become quite the Twitter storm. Local rapper Maraza videoed himself and his friends being detained at the exit of a Pick and Pay all the way up there in Kalani.
Yep.
This was the other night. So their purchases were verified. So they posted this on social media of them being harassed, and it's now become a serious race issue.
As they do.
You investigated. What happened?
Yes. Well, when I saw Maraza's tweet and the video footage showing him, real names, Pamandla Mhlongo, he was born and grew up in Kwadaguza or Stanga on the KZN North Coast, incidentally, and he now lives in Joburg. I presumed he and his three friends had been stopped in a routine bag search between paying and exiting the store.
Okay.
It's done by a lot of stores to stop cashiers colluding with friends or family by not scanning all their purchases, so they get some freebies.
Mm-hmm.
And typically what happens is a security guard asks for your slip and then he counts the items in your bags or your trolley. I'm sure we've all had this happen to us.
Yeah.
To make sure they were all paid for. So when I watched the video, I thought that's what 28-year-old Mhlongo's detention was all about, and that he was upset because white customers weren't being subjected to the same security searches as they should have been, obviously. But it wasn't that at all, a Pick and Pay spokesman told me. She said that branch of Pick and Pay had been experiencing what she called a number of problematic card transactions, especially at closing time. So the store put random checks in place, and this was one of them. The security officer on duty did not ask to check Maraza's groceries, and only the card transaction itself was verified. But that doesn't gel at all with what Mhlongo says happens.
Yeah.
I'm calling him his proper name now because it's not a music story, this.
Yeah.
There was nothing random about the incident, he said, and nothing was verified either. From the moment that he and his three mates entered the store at about 6:45 on Monday night, they were marked by the security personnel, he says, and they monitored very closely as they moved throughout the store. Here he is.
I think what it is that just made them look at us was it's four of us, four guys, and we dress in an urban or hip-hop kind of way. And, you know, as much as I think skin color did play a role, I think it's a bigger classism issue.
Mm.
I'm young, I'm hip, my pants are torn, I wear them below my waist. We're speaking in a very hip language.
So they were watched, they were observed, but they weren't actually approached by security until they paid and they were about to leave the store, right?
Exactly. And that's when things went really bad, and we'll talk about just how in a bit.
All right, find out how bad it went in about 4 minutes with Wendy.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.
It's 10 to 9 on East Coast Breakfast this Thursday morning, continuing with Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. That's Teo Cruz there and Dynamite.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
To recap, Wendy.
Yep.
Rapper Maraza and his three friends were stopped by security as they went to leave the Pick and Pay in Kalani with two full trolleys on Monday night. Got that bit right.
Trolleys that they had paid in full, the contents of which they'd paid in full for.
Yeah.
So yes, Pamandla Mhlongo, which is Maraza's real name, had spent about 8,300 rand on his debit card for what he calls basic groceries. He likes to buy in bulk for his immediate family of five plus his extended family. At this Pick and Pay Kalani on Monday night. It's a bulk buy that he does. As he went to leave the store about 15 minutes before closing time, that was when he was stopped by a security guard who was hostile and accusatory, he says, asking why they were shopping so late and why they'd bought so much.
He took a look at my groceries, took a look at the receipts, and took a look back at the groceries, but never once took hold of the card. He never once asked me to give him my card or to provide some form of identification. You'll see in the video I'm carrying the receipt and my wallet. In my wallet, you know, driver's license, ID document, ID card, and bank card. He never asked to see any of that. He just said we need to verify, and in the end, he said, it's fine, you can go.
Okay, so they never looked at his debit card. So what were they verifying, as Pick and Pay says? Mhlongo said the security card kept going into an office to speak and get direction from a manager. And that manager never came out and dealt with him directly.
Yeah.
In that media statement, Pick and Pay apologized, quote, for the inconvenience experienced by Mhlongo, and he tells me that he's going he being Mhlongo says that he's going to deal directly with the retailer today, so that should be interesting. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Clearly, retailers suffer huge losses from shoplifting and from people colluding with cashiers not to pay for goods. And yes, there's card fraud as well. Yeah. But the vast majority of consumers are honest and choosing to spend their hard-earned money in a particular store. So to my mind, given the realities of this country, random searches to search bags or verify purchase or whatever are very ill-advised because of the impression that they create. Yeah. It may not be a big deal for the security personnel or the management of the store. It's just run of the mill for them. But for those people who are randomly, supposedly, detained, it's absolutely humiliating. Mm. The worst part, Mhlongo told me, was that he can't find those people, other shoppers, who witnessed his humiliation and tell them that, you know, he wasn't found to have done anything wrong. Yeah. And when they were finally allowed to leave the store, the security personnel were cold and unapologetic, he said. Sure. And I've heard from so many other consumers over the years who have been stopped on suspicion of shoplifting or of some other kind of criminal activity, treated really badly, and then released without much of a sorry or a sorry at all. And the trauma and the humiliation of that episode haunts them for a very, very long time. I don't think the retailers really get that, and they really should. Listen to Mhlongo here.
Wendy, I lived a very long time just scraping by. My breakthrough finally came in 2015. I make enough from my music. We live a decent life, you know?
Boil.
And then I leave with the feeling that I do not deserve to have this. I leave with the feeling that there's no way I'm expected to have this without having unlawfully taken it from someone else, simply because of how I appear and how I sound. And that is really defeating. That is painful.
It's horrible.
I had a 38-minute chat with him yesterday, yeah. And we're going to put much longer clips of that interview into our blog. But it really did touch me, that emotional side of it, that emotional reaction. Yeah. The Pick and Pay statement ended with, "We value and appreciate Maraza as our customer at Kalani, and we are sorry if the reasons for the random check were not communicated better." Problem is it didn't feel random to those men, and the approach could and should have been very, very different. Let's hope big lessons have been learned, not only by this retailer in particular, but by all retailers who have security on hand to conduct these sort of stops and searches and whatever else. It needs to be handled with such discretion and such empathy.
Yeah. A horrific story. We have it up on our page. And also, if a similar incident has happened to you, you can leave a message there as well. It's on ecr.co.za. Just look for the Consumer Watch tab. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.